Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 27th of April to 4th of May 2017. We've got Steam support transparency, Chet Thalizek leaves Valve, new game from Remedy, Black Desert Online comes to Steam, and Flight Sim World overhauls the genre. Let's get to it. Valve have released an update on the current state of Steam support, the centerpiece being a new stats page that shows daily information on the number of requests filed, the number of tickets waiting for a response, and how long, on average, each type of ticket will take to be processed. The company says they believe transparency will both help users understand how the support team are doing, and also make sure they continue to improve over time. They also say they know reducing wait times is not enough on its own, and improving the quality of interactions is important. They point out investment in staffing, training, and processes, and say they are continually working on making things better. At the time of writing, over the last 24-hour period encompassing 66,000 requests, approximately 75% or 48,000 of the tickets are requests for refunds, followed by account security and recovery at 18%, technical support at 4%, and billing at 3%. The number of backlogged issues currently hovers around 8,000 or 12%, which has come down dramatically from the February peak of 58,000 or 87%. The shortest response time goes to refund requests at 1 to 2 hours, whereas account security problems can take between 2.5 and 15 hours to resolve. Perhaps Valve's notoriety around this issue might soon be a thing of the past. In other Valve news, veteran Chet Thalizek has left the company after 12 years. He wrote for Half-Life 2, Dota 2, and the Portal and Left 4 Dead series, and has most recently been an advocate for virtual reality. He says he didn't leave with any drama or excitement, he just wants to change things up. He joins two other writers from Valve no longer working there, Eric Warpore and Mark Laidlaw, leaving behind the last of the big writer names, Jay Pinkerton. Four DICE veterans have founded a new studio, Fall Damage, in Stockholm. DICE co-founder Marcus Nystrom, Anders Gullenberg, Mikael Kalms and Dan Vanderlind make up the team and have worked on several high-profile franchises, including Battlefield and Star Wars Battlefront. Nystrom says the studio will value player experience above all else, meaning it trumps hardware, platform, and cutting-edge technology. In game release and update news, Remedy Entertainment, developers of Alan Wake, Max Payne, and Quantum Break, and 505 Games, publisher of Payday 2, are working together on a cinematic third-person action game with the working name Project 7. The title will be set in a Remedy-created universe, which is unclear as to whether this is a new IP or a return to an already existing one. A joint statement released by the two parties says it will feature an intriguing story, a game structure that offers a long-lasting experience, and the deepest mechanics yet in a Remedy game. Remedy's proprietary Northlight engine will be used, which has been specifically designed to offer what they call next-generation particle lighting and sound. Remedy's CEO Tero Vitala says, "We have a strong vision of what Project 7 should be. 505 Games brings into this partnership experience and competencies that help us successfully make this vision become a reality together." Remedy is also investing in Project 7 and is deeply committed to creating a unique gaming experience that will keep players engaged and playing for a long time to come. Korean sandbox MMORPG Black Desert Online will be releasing on Steam on the 24th of May. Having previously released in Korea in 2015 and the rest of the world through 2015 and 16, it is looking to increase its dedicated but smaller than expected player base. The game has earned its keep through impressive visuals and a wide feature range, and still receives frequent updates from its developers, Pearl Abyss. A spiritual successor to the classic Microsoft Flight Simulator, Flight Sim World, is coming to Steam Early Access later this month. Developed by Dovetail Games, known for Railworks and Train Simulator, as well as helping to release Flight Simulator X, the game will bring a host of technical, graphical, and gameplay improvements to the genre. It will utilize DirectX 11, and each and every detail will be meticulously crafted right down to every gauge and switch being fully functional. It will also let you set specific flight plans, as well as make intricate, custom scenarios using the in-house mission editor. Dovetail's aim is to create a strong platform that will stay current throughout the next decade, with a heavy focus on realism and accurate environments. After a successful Kickstarter in 2016, steampunk sandbox survival title Steam Hammer will enter Steam Early Access on the 12th of May. Developers, Big Way Games, describe it as open-class system meets jetpacks and airships in a massive sandbox world. Players can do all of the usual survival stuff, just this time with a top hat and goggles on. This includes weapon crafting, residence and factory construction, piloting airships, engaging in battles across land and sky, and terraforming the land. Blizzard have announced the latest player count for Hearthstone, which is now at 70 million players, up from 50 million this time last year. In 2015, they only had 30 million players, meaning they have over doubled their community in just 2 years. Upon the release of their latest expansion pack, Journey to Un'Goro, early last month, the game set a new record for their daily player count. As a thank you to their community, Blizzard are giving out free card packs from the new expansion to any player who logs in until the end of May. Half-Life has been removed from the list Germany keeps that censors or bans content deemed damaging to young people. The German release of the game has been censored for 19 years, replacing soldiers with robots, removing blood and gore, and having friendly NPCs sit down and give you a long, disappointed look when you kill them. Although it has been delisted, Valve will have to re-release it before it can be legally bought. In esports news, Blizzard are planning to reintroduce Hearthstone's Wild Mode to competitive play. Wild Mode differs from Standard in that it has less restrictions and more overpowered moves can be made. The tournament will comprise of the top 64 ranked Wild players at the end of May, but currently has no set date. The Dota 2 Kiev Major wrapped up this week, with mixed team OG beating Russian-Ukrainian team Virtus Pro 3-2. They won a whopping $1 million and competed against 15 other teams. US player Neeb beat Pole Nurcio 4-2 in the Austin stage of the StarCraft II World Championship Series circuit. He won $25,000 and competed against 79 other players. Also in Austin was DreamHack, where Eastern European team Gambit beat Brazilian team Immortals 2-0 in CSGO. They won $50,000 and competed against 7 other teams. Street Fighter V was likewise at DreamHack, with US player Punk fending off Japanese Haitani 3-2. He won $7,000 and competed against 63 other players. Favourite and last year's Capcom Cup winner KnuckleDo choked out and came just 17th. European team Obey Alliance beat fellow Europeans Diginatus 3-2 at the Smite Masters, held in Georgia, US. They won $50,000 and competed against 9 other teams. The top sellers on Steam this week were PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Outlast 2, Warhammer 40,000, Dawn of War 3, CSGO, H1Z1, King of the Kill, Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, Nier Automata, and Ghost Recon Wildlands. Finally, my favourite store of the week was MOBA Smite will soon be joined by Happy Little Trees, Clouds, and Bob Ross. Ross is the late show of the now-beloved Joy of Painting, and will be a skin for the forest-dwelling hero Sylvanas. He comes with his brush, palette, and easel, and the humanoid tree he rides will also be resplendent with a green beard under a large smile. His attacks have also been reskinned, so he now uses paint, lively clouds, and happy trees against his enemies. His ultimate ability replaces harmful roots with paintbrushes that create a landscape on the ground while also damaging attackers. The changes, along with a set of other cosmetics, will be released for $10 on the 16th of May. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up to the email list, where you get a new podcast in your inbox every week. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. We're also on YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show, or drop by the website and leave me a note. Please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.